Regional Rock Hour 92.1. The Eagle, Mad Miller there. Fly again. The man is in the studio hanging out. And that one, who's singing that one?
Larry Pascoe. My friend, he's from Canada.
Awesome. Awesome. You got friends internationally. We were talking earlier. You're originally from Siberia. And you were talking about, like, kids that are just learning to play guitar.
Right.
They've got options galore.
Oh, yeah. Right now, it's so easy for them. It's like, got YouTube. And if you want to learn a solo, you know, it's like, can I show?
Yeah.
I mean, for example, like, you know Deep Purple, right?
Yeah.
When in Russia, one of the popular songs, you know, Highway Star.
Oh, yeah.
And Highway Star, when you learn how to play the solo, there's a part like this. Like, then there's a fast part in there. It goes like this. You know, stuff like that.
Holy cow.
Right now, it's so easy on YouTube. They will show you how it's, without changing the pitch, it's going to go like this. They're going to show you where to put your finger, how to do it, you know. And, of course, there's like 200 versions. I mean, but you'll find two or three that are right, you know, how to play this. Back then, we didn't have none of that stuff. So we had to either take a record, you know, slow down.
Yeah, like put your actual hand on the record. Yeah.
Or we had reel-to-reel tape players and stuff. And it was, I think, 19 the speed was there. And then, like, halfway down, like 9. And when you play it on a lower speed, instead of this, you hear this. So you had to, like, readjust everything.
Yeah, because it's a different tone. You're not hearing what you hear when it's fast like that.
It was so hard to get everything by ear, you know. But then I think back then, if you learn it, you will never forget it. You know, now it's so easy. I'm kind of jealous, of course. I mean, with them kids.
How old were you when you started playing?
I was, when I picked my guitar up seriously, about 13.
Okay, so since you were a kid, yeah.
Right. I took classical first, you know, for a couple of years, classical guitar, and then I went to jazz college for a couple of years, and then I played all different styles.
And when you... say you broke a string, you just go to the store and buy a new string, wouldn't you?
Well, like over here, people take it for granted, you know, because back then when I was in Russia, I mean, we didn't have none. Right now it's very similar. But back then, I mean, we used to, like, most of the strings you could get, it was like Russian strings. Even they were, like, not very good quality, but you could get them. But the top strings, the skinny ones.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them. I mean, my friend, he went to the military and he brought some cable from there. We had to, unwind the cable and use the cable wires for the first strings and stuff like that.
So just makeshift, and you didn't have all the tools that people have today.
Right, distortion boxes, you know. I had a friend that was soldering up one for me, you know.
All right.
And stuff like that. I mean, now it's all very pretty much the same, but back then it was tough.
Well, and everything's so digitized now, too, that it's unreal. But we're going to hear a sample. We're going to play one more tune. We'll get all ready, and we got Super Chief right now, but Mad Miller is on the way, guitar in tow. What kind of guitar is that again, by the way?
I got a Reverend guitar. It's a right now, they switched to South Korea, but originally was American-made, but those are great guitars. And this one, the one I got here, is a Buckshot. It's exactly the same model that Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, the one that did the Money for Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he played. You know, great guitars. Even right now, made in South Korea, they're still great guitars.
Awesome. We're going to hear some more sampling of that here shortly. We got Super Chief right now, Levitan. Regional Rock Hour 92.